Arcola. People from all walks of life gathered at the Arcola Prairie Place complex to witness the Queen's Platinum Jubilee Medal ceremony on Tuesday night. All the chairs were filled with spectators to watch their family, friends, co-workers and neighbors to receive this prestigious award. The recipients reside within the Cannington Provincial Constituency, which covers the southeast corner of the province. People from Carlisle, Arcola, Canosie Lake, Aleta, Redvers, Glen Ewan, Oxbow, Kisby, Carnduff, Alameda, Kerryvale, White Bear, Kennedy, Merrifield, Manor, Gainsborough, Northgate, Lampman, Fillmore, Creelman and Wawota were saluted. This high honor was given for contributions to volunteer services, politics, business, commerce, religion, education, agriculture, sports, arts, philanthropy, environment, posthumous, healthcare, contributions for women and protective services. 38 recipients were present to receive their medals. 3 others couldn't attend. As part of the 70th anniversary of the Queen's ascending throne as the Queen of Canada, this tradition of creating commemorative medals continued. In the absence of the federal Platinum Jubilee Medal Program, 6 provinces established a Jubilee Medal of their own, each with the same ribbon, overall design and criteria. The design of the medal was approved by Her Majesty the Queen at Windsor Castle on May 17, 2022. Major Jason Quilliam, Chief of Protocol and Secretary of the Saskatchewan Honours Advisory Council, was the Master of Ceremonies for the evening. Rain de la Peña, a 13-year-old young woman, opened with the singing of O Canada. Quillian, who also served in the military, said it was an honor to be at the ceremony to recognize the medal recipients for Cannington. MLA Daryl Harrison said it was an extremely difficult task to select the recipients and there were so many deserving of this medal. People from all walks of life are receiving this medal, from young to the elderly. Tim McLeod, the MLA for Moose Jaw North and the Provincial Secretary and Legislative Secretary to the Premier, addressed the crowd by saying the Queen had a great sense of humor and integrity, the same as what the people of Saskatchewan have. He continued to say there are a lot of remarkable individuals receiving this medal. They are very deserving of the honor bestowed on them, and this is for the betterment of the province. 7,000 people across Saskatchewan will be awarded this medal. McLeod hopes that this will encourage others to follow and make an example. The youngest recipient is 10 years old and the oldest is 108 years old. McLeod said, "The Queen is now in our history, but she will never be forgotten." Quilliam returned to the stage and called each person's name. A few times, his microphone malfunctioned, and he told the crowd he would instead use his military voice, so everyone could hear him. As each person came forward and received their medal, Harrison congratulated them, while McLeod positioned the medal. A professional photographer was on hand to capture the special moment for life. Travis Kaisig, an MLA for Last Mountain Touchwood, said, "Our children, and our grandchildren will never get one of these medals. We are pretty special. This is a pretty amazing award, and we will most likely be the last generation to receive it." Mayor Scott Tesser said, "I am honored to be a part of a community with such dedicated individuals. Congratulations to all of them on behalf of the town of Arcola." The recipients are Joan Adams, Alan Arthur, Jim Bocher, Nicholas Botha, Shelley Boys, Alan Brigden, Catherine Burton, Jeff Cameron, Jadon Carnduff, Richard Chicoine, Sandra Dalziel, V. Day, Brent Dunnigan, Terry Gunderman, Grant Hale, Rhonda Halliday, Christine Hill, Rob Hill, Kevin Kay, Jim Lawrence, Chris Lees, Don Lees, Tegan Littlechief, Cindy McCauley, Regan Miller, Lori Moncrief, Michelle Moore, Elaine Morgan, Carter Morrison, Darlene Olson, Lynette Pete, George Rowley, Judy Swallow, Jean Thompson, Lloyd Thompson, Jack Tweetmeyer, Maureen Ulrich, Carol Urban, Winston Van Staveren, Velda Weatherald and Jeff Young. As the ceremony came to a close, "God Save Our King" was sung, and a group photo was taken. A social of coffee and tea followed for everyone to have the chance to congratulate the medal recipients.